Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a leading cause of blindness is diabetes. That's what happened to Leonard Smith of Houston, Texas. Because he's a veteran, however, he got help from the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. It's an organization of blinded veterans helping blinded veterans through service programs, resources, and advocacy. By showing the Department of Veterans Affairs the diabetes was service-related, BVA helped Leonard get benefits he deserved. Learn how the organization can help you, or you can help it, at 800-669-7079 and bva.org.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. Always keep your words soft and sweet, just in case you have to eat them.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
We're on the move. That's right, we're on the move. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right, we're on the move. That's right. This show is getting bigger and bigger and bigger thanks to you listeners out there, whether you are in Chicago or Philadelphia, New York, wherever you are. Welcome. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. 30% of our audience is sighted. 70% is visually impaired and blind. And what can I say? I'm glad you're listening to the radio show, whether you're in the car, whether you're home. Welcome aboard. Gary, you there?
I most certainly am back.
Well,
I got
we're going to do your trivia
twice.
Coming up. We're going to do trivia. And folks, it's trivia time. Trivia time for you folks out there. It's trivia time. Trivia time. We're going to write the trivia.
Trivia time. trivia time. Show us what you know because it's trivia time. Trivia time, trivia time. Come and take a chance because it's trivia time.
This segment of Trivia Time is brought to you by Braille Music and More. And what does Braille Music and More do, you might ask? As you might have guessed, they are experts in transcribing music into Braille. Sometimes you have a project where you simply need your Braille transcription done quickly and accurately. Braille Music and More is your one-stop shop for Braille transcriptions. But what if you need Braille transcription done for other subject matters, such as science or mathematics? Braille Music and More can help you there too. Utilizing a team of 26 quality transcribers across America, they are able to handle a wide range of subject matters, from foreign languages to tactile graphics.
Trivia time, trivia time. Show us what you know because it's trivia time. Trivia time, trivia time. Come and take a chance because it's trivia time.
Oh, yeah, it's trivia time. Oh, yeah, it's trivia time. Gary, it's your trivia. Gary, you're up. It's your trivia.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I want to let you know this month is the month of Halloween. And I have the most appropriate song for this evening. I want to know who sung this song. The number to call is 407-894-1680.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One-eyed.
Well, really came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat. You're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
Okay, Chris.
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's
Gary, you sure pick him.
Yes.
Well, remember that song, Gary.
Yeah. It was number one song, believe it or not. Number one song in the day. Number one song, yeah. So who's singing this ridiculous song? Anybody know who's singing this ridiculous song? New call is first. New call is first. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who thinks they know who sang this song? This is a ridiculous song, but it was number one in its day. Anybody know this ridiculous song? New call is first. Probably don't know it. Probably nobody knows this song. It's a ridiculous song.
I think we'll have a listener out there tonight. There's somebody out there who knows this song.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sure.
Let's see. Anybody know it? I don't think anybody knows it. I don't think anybody knows this song.
I'm glad I got back on because I got dumped off the air twice. My phone, I don't know. I'm having a bad connection, I guess, this evening. But I'm back.
Let's see who knows this song. I don't think anybody knows it. Well, we're only going to wait a minute for the answer.
It has to
We don't want to wait too long.
It has to be a baby. You know what's funny?
Somebody might.
We have a million plus listeners listening to this radio show right now, and we'll see if anybody even calls and knows this song. I bet you nobody knows it out of a million people.
Well, I don't know. I beg to differ. I truly beg to differ, Mike. I really do.
The phone's ringing yet? No.
Yeah. I got two callers on the phone line.
Two callers already?
Yeah, I got two callers already.
Where are they calling from?
Who? I got Delray Beach in the house, and I have New York City. Get the rope.
Uh-huh. New York City's on the line?
New York City is on the line.
Anybody a new caller? Anybody a new caller?
No new callers.
New York, we got Florida. Delray Beach, Florida. Who was first? New York or Delray Beach?
Delray Beach was first.
Delray Beach, Florida was first? Then comes New York.
Delray Beach.
Listen, tell New York to hold the phone because I would like to talk to that person. Let's take Delray Beach. Let's see if they know who's singing this song. Okay, let's see. I don't think they know it, but let's see.
I don't know. I don't know. I think Bill might know all the way from Delray Beach.
Hey, Bill.
Hi, Bill. Hello.
Give us a minute answer, Bill.
Oh, okay. That was me. Hold on, Bill. You there?
Yes. Hello,
hey, Bill.
Everybody.
Hey, Bill. How
hey,
you
Bill.
Doing?
Okay, man. How's everybody over there?
Hello, Bill. How you doing? Welcome aboard, Bill. So,
okay.
Bill, Do you think you know this ridiculous song? Who sang this song?
Yes, I think it was Shep Woolley.
Oh, my God.
You got it, brother.
I can't believe he got it. I cannot believe it.
He didn't let me down. Congratulations, buddy.
Okay, great.
Hey, Bill, I got to ask you a question. Are you sighted or visually impaired or blind?
I'm blind.
You're blind.
Yes.
Did you ever use any human wear products?
What is that?
Have you ever used human wear products?
No, I never have. No.
You haven't? Oh, my goodness. You have to check them out. You have to check them out.
Man, you need a book.
Yeah, I know. They're wonderful products. I've heard a lot of people mention them, but I've never had a chance to use them myself.
Yeah, Gary loves
everything
them.
And anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have to get you with human wear products. It's a good product.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Give your address to Chris.
Yeah, give you. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Subway, even though you know how many Subway.
All right, very nice. Thank you, guys.
$10 Subway in your area.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Our pleasure. Thanks for listening, Bill.
All right, Bill. Hold on one moment. All right, Bill.
Take his address, and we'll send him a $10 gift card from Subway. Didn't think he's going to get it. Let's hear that person from New York. I'd like to hear that person from New York City. Who is it?
All right, it's Linda from New York City. Linda, how you doing?
Linda from New York City.
Yes.
Linda.
How is everybody?
Hi, Linda.
Hey, Linda's doing fine.
Hi. How's everything going?
All right, how's everything in New York going?
Very, very well. Beautiful day and everything's fine.
So it's going to get cold.
What?
Going to get cold up there soon.
Soon, yes. So that's why we're enjoying every last minute.
You can have it.
Hey, Linda, I got a question for you.
Yes.
I won't ask you who's singing the song because somebody just got it, beat you to the punch. You'll have to get the next one. So, but I have a question for you. Are you sighted or visually impaired or blind?
Sighted.
Have you been listening to the show long?
Yes, for a couple, 2 years maybe.
Years?
Good.
Wow.
So for my own listening purposes and why I'm curious, what's the reason you listen to the show? Because I love to hear the answer. So if you could give me the answer, why you like listening to the show?
I find it very entertaining, you know, with the people that you talk to, you know, the contest, everything that you do. I just enjoy it. Like, I look forward to it on Sunday night.
Well, thank you. I can kiss you on the phone.
You.
I kiss you. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
that's all we'd like to hear.
Thank you
for
saying those nice words. Thank you.
Yeah, I you know, keep up the good work. I'm very, very happy to listen every Sunday.
Thank you.
My question to you is, have you learned a lot about blind people since you didn't before? Have you learned a lot about the blind people?
Yes.
Before
definitely, 100%.
Now?
100%. Yep.
Oh, that's our mission.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Linda. Yep.
Linda, the next song, I think when we play the next song, you're going to know the next song.
That will be after our next guest. After our next guest, we'll be having another trivia.
I think you'll know
Good.
It.
Good.
Okay,
thanks.
Linda, stay tuned.
Look forward to it.
Keep on listening. Thanks
right,
for listening,
guys.
Linda.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Linda.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See, I always knew that song as a kid, but I never knew who
sang it. I didn't think anybody would get it. I didn't think it.
So, Gary's
hey,
happy.
Folks. Yeah, Gary.
Have
I'm surprised.
Faith in our
I'm
audience.
Really surprised. Yeah, two people got it. I can't believe it. Hey, folks, for those folks that listen to this radio show, especially, I have to say, especially the sighted people that listen to this radio show, I love you. I love everyone, the visually impaired and the blind, but I also have to say, I love you sighted people listening to this radio show. I really do. Because that fills our mission. Our mission was to bring the sighted with the blind community. That's our bridge. We're going to get a break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to Braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than a million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanware.com.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
The Raboca app is now available for free on the iOS App Store. Founded by a student with low vision, frustrated by current assistive technologies, Raboca provides a customizable and streamlined vision enhancement experience right from your smartphone. Adjust contrast and color in real time with unmatched clarity, and never carry around a heavy magnifier again. Use it for reading menus at restaurants, watching your grandchild's sports game, and everything in between. Break free of $1,000 price tags and maximize your abilities with the free Raboca app. See why hundreds of users already love it. Just search Raboca, that's R-E-B-O-K-E-H, on the App Store. Or go to our website to download, raboca.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah. Yes, we're back. That's right. We're back. This is Michael, your host. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Welcome back. That's right. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. I'm going to say that nice and slow. 407-894-1680. Did I say it nice and slow? Lynn, you're up.
Okay. And our friend Rebecca Rosenberg. And Rebecca, if you don't know, is the founder and CEO at Reboca. Welcome back, Rebecca.
Thank you so much for having me.
Say hello to our co-host Gary Sinclair tonight.
Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, Gary. Nice to meet you.
So nice to have you back.
Nice to have you back, Rebecca. Rebecca, tell us about you know who.
Yeah, tell us about your eye condition, yes, Rebecca, and a little bit about yourself.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So I was born with oculocutaneous albinism, which is one of the types of albinism. And basically that has created for me a world where there really aren't any cures to the vision impairment that I have. I've worn things like glasses my entire life, and they help a little bit in some circumstances, but for the most part, short of genetic treatments that we don't have yet as human beings, there's very little that can be done for my impairment. And so people with albinism generally find themselves with increased sensitivity to light. So outside during the day when the sun is shining, when the day is beautiful, it becomes actually a lot harder for us to see because there is just such an influx of light into our eyes that it overexposes or makes everything way too bright, and makes it much more difficult for us to actually see with any good resolution. We also have what's called nystagmus, and that is sort of the shaking or the swaying of our eyes, which, as you might imagine, also causes visual difficulty. A fun fact that I actually learned when I took a physiology class is that, generally speaking, people with nystagmus are immune to motion sickness. Just because our brains are used to our eyes kind of constantly moving. So that I always thought that was a fun fact. And it generally comes with a certain amount of astigmatism, which is relatively common, but is more serious often for us.
Well, tell us what was your incentive to form Reboca?
Yeah, so I had really been frustrated with the assistive technologies that were available to me as a student who had pretty good functional vision. So I'm pretty lucky. I'm able to do things like drive. But even, all throughout my schooling, even when I was sitting in the front and center of the classroom, I was unable to ever read the board. And so how we adapted that over the course of my life was very different. Sometimes I'd get printed notes. Actually, I had a teacher who would stand there and read the board off to me so that I could take notes at one point in my life. And none of that, especially as a small child, like ever made me feel very good. It was like, why do you need all these special kind of weird things? And so what I wanted to create was a technology that was appropriate for those of us who can't spend $3,000 or $5,000 on a CCTV or some sort of big device. And we often don't need all of the capability something like that has. But how could we make assistive technology integrated into our everyday lives without carrying around a different, big, enormous, expensive piece of technology? And that was kind of where the motivation for Reboca came. And we thought, what better way to let people have the assistive technology that they need without these other devices than by making use of a device that just about everybody already has, and that is the smartphone.
So tell us more.
Yeah. Tell you more.
We're interested.
Yeah.
Tell us more.
So it started totally when I was a student. I studied biomedical engineering in undergrad, and my school was offering kind of a grant to do an entrepreneurial project for a summer. And I said, I've experienced this problem throughout my entire life, and I'm going to spend a summer and see what I can kind of figure out how to see if I can figure out a way to solve it. And we kind of did a lot of thinking, a lot of brainstorming. I had a chance to talk to other people who had vision impairments really for the first time in my life, and learned that, you know, most people do have a smartphone and the camera technology on them is really, really good. And we could totally make use of that to do a lot of the things that, say, a CCTV does, but without that whole added piece of that whole added device.
Now tell us about Reboka.
Yeah. So the app basically lets you use the camera from your phone. So you get a live kind of camera feed, a live video on your phone screen coming from your phone's camera. And you can add different types of image adjustments over top of that to pretty much personalize how you're seeing the world to your specific needs. So if you're someone who is sensitive to contrast, you can increase the amount of contrast that you're seeing the world with. If you're someone who things are too bright, you can adjust the brightness or the exposure. If you're someone who, like me, always got those kind of transparent, like colored transparencies to put over what you were reading to just make it easier on your eyes, you can add a color filter. And we're working on more and more exciting features that I can't quite talk about yet, but we're really looking forward to releasing those hopefully in the next couple of weeks as well.
That sounds very exciting.
Top secret.
Yeah.
So top secret.
Tell the audience how you got the name Reboka. It's interesting
story. Yeah, I was curious.
Yeah, so I actually, when I was in about eighth grade, I discovered a real enjoyment for photography. And a lot of that came from the fact that I realized when you have a really nice DSLR camera, a really nice high quality camera lens, there was just so much more detail to those images than what I was ever able to perceive on my own. And so I really started to find that I could see the world a whole lot better through the lens of an expensive camera. And so really enjoyed photography for several years. And there's a term in photography called bokeh. Some people pronounce it a little bit differently, but I always had heard it pronounced as bokeh. And it refers to those kind of blurry balls of light you get in the background of an image when the background is out of focus. And everybody has seen this. They don't necessarily know what it's called, but Reboka is meant to be a re-clarifying of that blurriness, bringing, you know, what is not in focus back into focus.
Thank you for explaining that. We have a caller if you would like to talk to Jason from Pensacola, Florida.
Hello. I'd love to. Hello.
All righty. Welcome, Jason. Say hello to Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. Hi, yes.
Hi.
My name is Jason. I'd like to know, does Reboka work with VoiceOver for us totally blind people?
Yes. So VoiceOver does work. VoiceOver does work. Generally, the Reboka app has been designed to work best for people who have some functional vision. It just is a better overall experience, but you can still use the Reboka app with VoiceOver to adjust different types of image settings so that you can get the best experience possible for whatever your vision impairment is.
Could it read colors, like colors of clothes? Or
not yet, but that is something that we have heard several different times.
Okay, good.
What, Rebecca, tell Jason how he can access the app.
Yes. So you can download it on the iOS App Store. So if you have an iPhone or an iPad, you can go on the iOS App Store and search Reboka, R-E-B-O-K-E-H, and it should come up.
Oh, and it's free?
No it's charge. Free to download. Yes.
Great. Good job. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jason. Everything okay over there in Pensacola?
Yep, yeah, it sure is.
All right, good. Thank goodness.
I'm teaching people about all the stuff. So great.
Yeah. Well, you look for her app, Reboka.
I sure will. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you for calling, Jason.
Nice to meet you.
Are there any other callers, Chris?
No, that's it for right now.
Okay. So it could even an older person like myself, it's just my vision isn't that great anymore. I could do something like that too, that app, it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually have a lot of users who don't necessarily have a diagnosable vision impairment, but right. they just have regular age-related vision loss.
Right.
And it just brings an extra level of clarity and personalization for how you're able to see the world to any scenario. So we have a lot of people who use it for small, like electrical or mechanical tasks. So people who have to work with small screws, even if they have normal vision, there are still things that are difficult to do. I have found personally that a lot of packaging on different products is very low contrast. And so they'll put like pink text on a yellow background, and something like our technology is able to help even a normal person who that would be difficult for to increase the contrast in that situation and just read it with a little bit less vision fatigue.
Wow. So you went to school for engineering, you said.
I did. I have a master's degree and a bachelor's degree in biomedical engineering.
Wow. Biomedical. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's smart. That's smart for me.
Yes, she is. So tell everybody how they can find Reboka, information about Reboka and your website.
So you can connect with us on Facebook. We are Reboka Vision on Facebook. You can connect with us on our website, which is just reboka.com. Again, it's reboke.com. We're on Instagram. We are... We're actually not on Twitter. I personally am on Twitter. So you can connect with me on Twitter. I'm Real Rebecca Rose. And you can also connect with us on LinkedIn if you're interested. We're Reboka on LinkedIn as well.
But did you say your Twitter account was Real Rebecca Rose?
Yes.
Oh, that's cute. Real Rebecca Rose. So run it all together.
That's Real.
Thank you.
That's clever.
Real.
All right.
R-E-A-L. Real.
That's cute.
Thank you.
Sure. Well, thank you for joining us again, Rebecca.
Well, thank you
so much for joining us. Welcome. Welcome. Thank you so much.
Thank you all for having me.
You're welcome.
It's our pleasure.
We wish you the best of luck.
I will. Have a great rest of your night.
You too.
You
keep
too.
In
you
touch.
Too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, folks, you still there? Don't go away. We got a break coming up, and then we got a great trivia coming up. So don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. Break time, but we'll be right back.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida. Through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience, Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent, but they don't work for everyone and don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are, even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance on other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That is waymapnav.com.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
You have a right to accessible voting. Democracy Live! Seeks to modernize voting in America by allowing voters to access their ballot and balloting information anytime and anywhere using any smart device, computer, or platform. Whether voters are accessing their official ballots or researching the candidates on their ballot, we believe voters want easier, more secure, and accessible voting technologies. This includes the over 25 million voters who live with disabilities in the United States and the millions of voters who reside outside the country or can't vote at a traditional polling place. As the leader in secure remote voting technologies, Democracy Live! Has served voters from nearly 2,500 U.S. jurisdictions and in over 96 countries around the world. Voters have the right to vote in a secure, accessible, and independent manner regardless of disabilities or geography. Democracy Live! Has been leading the way for over a decade, delivering secure, remote voting technologies in over 4,000 elections serving over 20 million voters. You do have a right to accessible voting. Learn more. Go to democracylive.com.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. Hope you like the show so far. Hope you're still there. And if you are, it's trivia time. It's trivia time. Call in
407-894-1680. Trivia time. Show us what you know because it's trivia time. Trivia time. Trivia time.
This segment of Trivia Time is brought to you by Braille Music and More. And what does Braille Music and More do, you might ask? As you might have guessed, they are experts in transcribing music into Braille. Sometimes you have a project where you simply need your Braille transcription done quickly and accurately. Braille Music and More is your one-stop shop for Braille transcriptions. But what if you need Braille transcription done for other subject matters, such as science or mathematics? Braille Music and More can help you there, too. Utilizing a team of 26 quality transcribers across America, they are able to handle a wide range of subject matters, from foreign languages to tactile graphics.
Trivia time, trivia time. Show us what you know because it's trivia time. Trivia time, trivia time. Come and take a chance because it's trivia time.
Wow. Oh! Yes, it's trivia time. It's trivia time. Hey, folks, it's trivia time. If you didn't know that, but it is. It's trivia time. Now, here's a song that was big, big song. The phone number to call is 407-894-1680. Who was singing this song? This was a giant song, big song.
Facing rainy days,
somehow we survive. We keep the feelings warm, protect them from the storm, until our time arrives. Then one day the sun appears, and we come shining through those lonely years. I made it through.
You all know who's singing that song, don't you? I know. Young lady in New York who called before and made her. I know she knows who's singing the song. It's a good meme. 407-894-6080. Who's singing the song? New listeners, call in now if you know the singing the song. Everybody should recognize that voice. But a little more of that song. I love that song.
When friends are hard to find, life seems so unkind. Sometimes you feel afraid.
That's why we have the show, to meet friends. You know, that's why we have the show. Well, folks, any callers yet? We should have all the lines lit. Maybe we have a new caller. Maybe. I'd like to hear a new caller. You know, folks, you can call anytime. You don't have to be afraid. Most you can do is not know. Harry, you still there?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing?
Gary, not Chris. Oh,
I'm here.
I was on the phone. I'm sorry.
Do you know who's singing that song? Don't say if you do.
No.
Don't say no.
Oh. So
I thought everybody knows who's singing that song.
You just said it's Chris still there. I hope Chris is still there.
Yeah, Chris is there.
Oh my god.
Misha Pippick and the Five Dwarfs singing the song.
Oh, I'm sorry. We got two callers on the phone line.
But that was quick.
All right.
Oh wow. All right, so our caller from New York City, we getting a rope, is on the phone line. And then, of course, our good friend Sheila called. She said, "It sounds like you got a cold." I said, "No, that's my radio voice."
And any new call? No new callers yet, except Linda. She's not a new caller.
Oh yeah, but that's it thus far.
She's from the Big Cherry Apple.
Yeah, so
cherry apple.
That's when you're having an apple and a cherry.
God, Michael, you're getting tired.
Yeah, you're getting beyond yourself, Mike.
But you know
really?
What? His Eagles game is on right now.
Shh,
so.
No talking,
right.
Please.
He's beyond himself.
Yes. So let's talk to who's first, Linda. Linda, are you there, Linda from New York?
He's beyond everything right now. Yeah. Linda, how you doing, Linda?
Mm-hmm. I'm good. How are you,
Linda? I thought you would know who's singing that song.
Oh, it's in the. We can't miss it.
Elvis Presley's not answer. It's not Elvis. It's not Elvis.
It's Barry Manilow.
You are correct. You are correct. Yeah. You are correct. Now, you know what? You have subways in New York, the train, so I can't kid around. So I'm just going to have to say you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
So
it's coming your way.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Terrific. Thank you.
That one, you eat it. You eat that Subway.
You know what? You can eat the Subway on the Subway.
On the Subway, yeah.
You see that? How do you like that?
Enjoy. Give your name and address.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy. Congratulations.
I guess that's a substitute way of eating your food if you don't want to sit in a Subway restaurant. So you can just substitute.
That's right.
Either way it goes, it's a sub.
Yeah, great. Thank you. I love it.
You know, a lot of people, you know what? A lot of people who live outside of New York might not even know what a subway is. Because not every town has a subway.
But they're probably better off for it, too.
Yeah.
I don't recommend it necessarily for everybody.
Yeah, that's right here.
Well, Well, thanks for calling, Linda.
Thanks for calling in, Linda.
Yep. All right, thank Linda. You, guys.
Hold on one moment, Linda. Hold on one moment.
I will. Thank you. Have
Give your name
night.
And address. We'll send you a $10 gift card. Thanks. So, folks, see, Linda calls in. So you can call in, too.
We have a lot of shy people.
Yeah. We have a lot of shy people. You know, I don't know why you're shy.
I know there's one person that is far from shy that's on the phone line now.
Who's online?
Yeah, we got a caller that's very far from being shy. Sheila, you're there? Uh-oh, I just missed her. All right.
Oh, okay.
She fell off.
Well, she probably went under the sub.
Hey, Chris, you still there?
Yes, I'm on the subway here.
Okay, after you talk to Linda and get her address and everything,
choo-choo.
Come back.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
Hey, Michael.
Yes.
You know what I liked about Linda? What she had, one comment to say when I asked her. She learned a lot about blind people since she's sighted herself. And she said she's learned so much by listening to our show. And that's what it's all about, to teach sighted people.
Well, if you listen to some of the words that Barry Manilow just said in the last song about friends, that's also where we started the show. Friends meeting friends. That's why I would like a lot of you folks that are listening who never call in. It'd be nice once in a while to call in, especially if you live in some other place like New Jersey or Massachusetts or Texas. I should even talk to people in Texas tonight. Anybody, because they're playing my Philadelphia Eagles, you cowgirls out there. You people who like the Dallas Cowgirls playing my Philadelphia Eagles tonight. So I hope my Eagles win. But anyway.
You said they've been doing good.
What?
Yeah.
You said the Eagles been doing very well. So.
Oh, yeah, they've been. I hope they win tonight. But anyway, you know, you folks could call in. I'd love to hear from you folks. It'd be nice to hear a new listener. I'll tell you what, right now, anybody calls in right now, a new listener, if you don't live in Florida, I'll give you something very sweet. Very sweet, I promise. Very sweet.
You know what I have to say, Michael?
What?
Telling these people to call in. We'd like to meet a new friend. That's what it's all about. Call in and we can meet a new friend.
That's true. But there's so many people out there who don't call in. And it's a shame because if they got to dial 407-894-1680. You can meet some new friends. We'll say hello. Introduce yourself. You don't have to say your last name. Just say, this is Mary from wherever you're from. Maybe you're from a good city like Philadelphia, like me, and then I'll really have to talk to you. Or maybe you're from my family, New London, Connecticut. So where are you from? You know, when I go out anywhere, I always say, now, most of you blind people would never do this, but I do it. When I go up someplace and I'm walking around with my cane and I'll say to somebody, where are you from?
Southside?
Why are you asking me that? Where are you from? Because I want to know where you're from. Because it's important to me where you're from, because maybe you'll be from Philadelphia or maybe you're from Connecticut.
I think Chris is back. Did I hear
you back, Chris?
Yes, sir. I'm back. Listen, I got a call on the phone line all the way from Clint, Indiana. You said outside of Florida. Then I got the phone line ringing one more again. So let's talk to our good friend, the one and only Mr. John from Clint, Indiana. John,
from Clinton, Indiana.
Hey, John
from Clinton, Indiana. John from Clinton, Indiana. How you doing, John?
Hi there, everybody down there. Hey, I wanted to let you guys know that Sheb Woolley was also an actor, and he played on Rawhide. He played Pete Nolan on Rawhide. He was a scout. He went out in front of the cattle drive and scouted the new towns, and if there was any problems and whatever, in front of Mr. Clint Eastwood and Gil Favor, Mr. Eric Fleming was his name.
How'd you know all this?
Yeah. Pardon?
I said, how did you know this?
I watched Rawhide for all the years it was on.
So did I, John.
Yeah, I did too. I love Rawhide. How'd you know that he did the song?
Is his name Sheb Woolley?
Well, that was Sheb Woolley that was the Pete Nolan. He played Pete Nolan on Rawhide for all the
seasons. Okay.
All right. Well, that's good.
I'm going to pay more attention to that now. I watch Rawhide every day.
Now I'm really impressed, John.
Yes. That's good information.
Well,
Thanks for calling in. Thanks for calling in.
You take care of yourselves and have a good week down there. Stay safe, all right?
Thank you for calling in from Indiana.
Take care.
We're going to go to break. Are we going to go to break?
Yeah, we can go to break. When we come back, I got one more caller, a new caller, Stacy from West Palm Beach.
Well, should we take her after the break?
Well, I say let's take her now just in case. And then we'll
We don't want to lose her.
New caller from Stacy from West Palm Beach.
No,
Stacey?
A new caller from West Palm Beach named Stacy, not a new caller.
Oh, Stacy from West Palm Beach.
Right.
Okay, Stacy. Stacy.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Stacy.
Hey. Welcome.
I'm doing pretty good here.
How'd you learn about the show, Stacy?
Yeah, how'd you learn about the show, Stacy?
Oh, I love listening to the show. I don't get to hear it every week, but a lot of times I'm driving home from Mom's on Sunday night, so I listen to the show. As a matter of fact, I want to go to this thing that they're having. I think it's in November in West Palm Beach where you experience art and different things and eating. Like with blindfolds on, they're having something.
Oh, that's Dying in the Dark.
Dying in the Dark. Yeah.
That's very nice.
That's
very nice.
So I wanted to go to that. I was telling the gentleman who answered the phone, he's got a really nice voice, that I have close friend in California who's fully blind, I think from birth. And I remember we were talking once and she's like, "Don't call me visually impaired. I'm blind, darn it."
You should tell him about the show. If he doesn't know about the show, you should tell him about the show.
Correct.
Yes.
Well, listen, I told you something. You're going to call in. I'm going to give you something sweet. I'm giving you a $10 gift card from Subway. How's that? $10 gift card from Subway just for calling in.
They
got some chocolate chip cookies. They got a lot of sweet things.
They got healthy stuff.
I know. He said sweet.
I was thinking about chocolate chip cookies. They got good sweet things there. So you just find yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. All you need to call in, and we give you a gift card.
Okay.
I'm listening.
Miss Stacy, don't go anywhere. Hold on one moment. Stay
and
right
thanks
there,
for listening.
Right?
To, I have a question for you, Stacy.
Thank you.
Stacy.
Yes, sir.
You there?
Yes.
I had a question for you. You said you listen to the show a lot when you can?
Yes.
Once you can, on the road.
Can you tell me one thing you like about the show?
Oh, that I learned some new things about the different challenges and opportunities for the people who can't see.
And there's another learner.
My girlfriend's like that. I can really relate to that.
Well, that's so sweet.
Very good.
That's terrific. Thank you for listening. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Give your name and address, and we'll send you out a $10 gift card from Subway. Thank you
so
much.
Superb. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay.
See that, folks? You can call. You too could call in. You can call in, and we give you something for calling in, just to say that you're out there. It'd be nice. It'd be so nice. White Lynn.
No, I was going to say, I was going to do my wrap up, and then you and Gary will.
Gonna wrap up what?
Wrap it up.
We have to go soon.
Pretty soon. Oh,
the show has been so good tonight.
Yeah. So I wanted to remind everybody to join us next week with guest co-host Charles Brooks as we welcome Roger Steinberg. And Roger is the product manager of the Low Vision Solutions at HumanWear in Canada. And Dr. Tom Pei, you know, I was thinking he's going to be calling in at 2:00 in the morning there. We'll be calling in from the UK. Yes, he's scheduled for 8:15 Eastern time. It's 6 hours later in England. And Dr. Tom Pei is the chairman and CEO at Waymap app, which is very exciting.
2:00 in the morning.
Yeah.
2:00 in the morning in England. Over the pond.
Yeah. And then also Patrick Jansen will be calling in. This is an unbelievable show again. Patrick is the president-elect of the National Braille Association, and he is also the owner of Braille Music and More.
Oh!
So, wow. We have apps, we have music, Braille music, and HumanWear products. Another informative show. So, Gary, you were mentioning before another learner. It really is great, isn't it?
Yeah.
These years were
exactly,
on the air.
Yep.
Actually, Gary, you've been on the air with us since 2012. 10 years, Gary. Oh,
my gosh. A long time.
Yeah.
Yes, long time. Made so many friends.
We have made a lot of friends, but not everybody belongs to organizations. So that's why the show is so great.
Most people listening to our show, they belong to nowhere. They belong nowhere except the show.
Disenfranchised.
That's what I call them, disenfranchised. You know, there's only about 85,000 people that belong to different organizations. Yeah.
Right. So there's 14 million people.
There's 14 million people out there that are, most people are disenfranchised.
Yeah.
So folks, don't be disenfranchised from this radio show. Maybe you'll call in sometime. Tell us, all you have to say is, hi, my name is Geraldine. That's your name. I haven't heard of Geraldine in a long time. But anyway, you can say any name you got. Maybe you want to make up a name. Make up a name like Harriet or Lynn.
Oh, they don't have to.
You know that Geraldine
was. If they want to say the real name, they can say the real name. Or they can make up a name. Maybe they're too embarrassed to say their name. Maybe they're too shy. Look, if people out there are shy about using a cane, maybe they're shy about saying their name, just first name. You're just going to say, hi, my name is
who?
Myrtle. How about Myrtle? That's a good name, Myrtle.
My name is what?
Geraldine or Myrtle.
My name is, that's a song. My name is who? My name is what?
There is a song like that.
Yeah, yeah. The song was
who
called,
who is that comedian played Geraldine? Why? Who is the comedian played
what's
Geraldine?
Michael? Look, you know what? You can say your name is Myrtle from Myrtle Beach. How's that one? Is that a good name? Hi, I'm Myrtle from Myrtle Beach.
Oh,
okay.
Myrtle. Oh, Myrtle.
I had a sister-in-law named Myrtle. We call her Myrtle the Turtle.
We asked Chris about his team before we went off the
air. He has a team?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got several teams. Which team you want to talk about?
Chicago Bears.
Don't do that. I know you saw it, Mike. I know you watched it. We were trying to do a thriller in vanilla on Thursday night, and it didn't work out.
Oh, gosh.
I didn't say nothing. She's pushing me here.
Well, aren't you going to root for the Eagles?
I'm actually surprised how great they're doing right now. So I thought it was going to be a
good. Don't tell me nothing. If you're watching it, don't tell me. I want to.
No, I'm not watching it. I'm not watching it.
Okay, good. Don't tell me. I want to hear it myself. Good or bad? I want to hear it. I hope it's good.
Amazing at their year this year. So let's go. Let's go Philly. Let's go Philly.
That's right. Let's go Philly.
267. 267.
That's right. Yeah.
That's the area code, right? 267?
No, it's 215. 215. Yeah. Listen, folks, I want you all root tonight to the Philadelphia Phillies and tonight Philadelphia Eagles. Remember that?
That's right.
I want you to say E-A-G-L-E-S. Go Eagles.
That's right.
And the third thing I want you to say, go Philadelphia Phillies. Remember that. Go Phillies.
All right. I'm saying good night.
All right, everybody. We're going to say good night.
Have a great night.
Good night. Good night, everybody.
Love you.
Good night.
Have a great night.
Okay.
And listen, folks, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. Good night.
Bye.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our show together, we're polishing up our act.